Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Brian Stavely Show on the Last American Radio Broadcast. This show tonight's going to be a special broadcast. We're actually going to have this archived and broadcast on several other networks. And I also wanted to introduce Justin Cook, who's going to be joining me tonight. Justin, you here?
Yeah, it took me a minute to unmute. You can hear me now, right?
Yep, we hear you. Sorry about that, guys. Welcome, everybody, back. Tonight, we're going to do a special show. What we want to do, and I'm a couple days late with this, and I apologize. I had so much going on with the holidays, and I know Justin did, too. We want to do a recap of 2011, and I know most people usually do that on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. I didn't get a chance to do it. I haven't been on the radio for weeks. Anything particular you want to start off with tonight, Justin? Or?
Well, I think the biggest issue and the most underrated issue of 2011 has got to be Fukushima.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you wanted to wait until later to get into it.
No, let's get right. Let's whatever. Whatever comes up first, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, Fukushima, there's something that's been totally blacked out by you know, every mainstream news, and you know, and you don't even hear the alternative news talking about it too much. Don't get me wrong, there is info out there. Some of it is disinfo. However, I think the funniest thing, you know, and just shows how dumb these people are that actually play for the elite, is the guy that offered to drink the water out of one of the reactors. You know, because they were trying to pass on to everyone that the water was clean and everything else, and you know, there was no problems from it. And the guy actually has leukemia now. You know, so I mean,
really, that fast, huh?
Here's something by leaps and bounds. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, and that whole thing was covered up from the start. I mean, look what they did with the for instance, with the radiation levels, when they knew the stuff was going to come over here and it was inevitable that they couldn't cover it up any longer, that it was going to reach here, what did they do? They just multiplied it by like 25,000 times what it was and then said, this is safe now.
Right. Yeah, no, it's really insane. I mean, you know, and you know, the fact that we've had, you know, all these hot particles detected all over the West Coast, all over Canada. We've had babies being born, you know, I mean, a lot more stillborns than ever, babies not being born. You know, and this is something, this is a big part of the eugenics thing. And never mind what is happening to Japan, because I mean, Japan, it's going to be devastated by this. Japan, I don't think will ever be the same. It really makes you wonder, you know, why, you know. Here's the thing. I believe totally it was HAARP. A lot, some people don't, but either way, it's pretty ironic that one country, has been the only country that's had, you know, had nuclear bomb twice and now has this nuclear accident. I don't know. Take it for what you will. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't believe in coincidences anymore. You know that. Mm. Plus, and also, it happens near Tokyo, which is the most populated city in the world.
Right.
I don't think that's, you know, I don't think that's by accident either. And you don't even know what to get out of the story, even when you're getting it from the alternative media. I mean, you have real earthquakes, but then you have real tsunamis, but you have fake footage of tsunamis that they're hyping up. And then you have, I don't know, it's just like you have all these aftershocks, but the alternative media won't even report it. It's like you don't even know. You can't even trust anybody on getting any stories out of there unless you hear it from people straight out of Japan. Which is, I think Twitter's a good thing for that. That's what I use Twitter a lot for during the earthquake, is trying to kind of get a scoop from people out of there that were actually reporting what was going on. And a lot of people there were reporting aftershock after. And when they say aftershock, they were like 7.0s.
Yes, yes. No,
that's a serious aftershock, man.
Yeah, they were huge. They were going on days and days. They were having like 6 or 7 a day, I believe, at the beginning. At the whole time I was watching the HAARP induction magnetometer, the thing was off the charts, and it was at a 4.5. You know, I'm not an expert at HAARP or anything, but you know, the people that can read it and everything can see that was definitely a HAARP quake. And you know, it's not, It's not just Harp. Let me get that straight. There's other ionospheric heaters, but when any of them are working, of course, Harp is going to be, you know, their induction magnetometer is going to show that something artificial is being used on the Earth. You know, so I mean, they're putting it out there, and I think that's part of the thing where they want us to revolt as well, or just things to make you say, well, hey, you know, why would they have a website type thing to cover it up too? You know, there's so many levels to what we've been told and to how deep it gets. It's just like 9/11, where you have track one, which is, you know, this, and the, you know, the more and more you get into it, you know, track two would be the Michael Moore story. Then you have the thermite, you know, and then we get all the way down the rabbit hole. Yeah. You know, but that's what they do. And just like anything else, you know, they're leading you off the trail, and then some people that may be disinfo for everything else may have the scoop for that, but you've already thrown out the baby with the bathwater, and that's what makes it so hard these days to figure out, you know, who's telling the truth and what. The only thing I guess you can really do is get eyes on the ground and get people as close to it as possible, and people that don't have an agenda.
That's really, you know, the only way, and that's so hard for us to do, and they know that. They have such a control over everything, and people that think, you know, well, they'll just get their news from the alternative media. I mean, they're being, you know, a lot of those alternative media companies are owned by the same people that own, you know, the bigger companies. So, you know, what they put out there for you to see is what you're meant to see. I'm trying to think. I did have something else I wanted to say about the Fukushima thing before I got onto something else. You know what? It's kind of funny because I thinking not the situation is not funny at all. But now knowing what I know about certain people like Alex Jones and people like that and the fear mongering. And I remember when the whole Fukushima thing broke, I was still listening to him. And I can hear him now talking about, you have plutonium rods blowing sky high 50 feet in the air. all this crazy screaming. I was like, oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, you know, and here's another thing, you know, I don't want to, we're not going to, you know, I'm sure we'll touch on a few more times, you know, on Alex tonight, but I don't want to harp on it, but here's one thing he did there that showed his side, and, you know, was he went out and bought up all the iodide, and he bought out, like, a good amount of it. Yep. And marked it up 33% and was selling it on his website. You know, isn't that something... That you would think you would want to help the people get and not overcharge them. You would want to say, hey, you know, you don't have to get it here, but, you know, here, I'll send you to my distributor and you don't even have to go through me, or I do have it here. You know, it just shows what a pay, P-A-Y, treat the guy is.
Yeah, so, I mean, and especially with the gravity of the situation and what he was trying to hype it up to be. I mean, he's trying to make it sound like it's this, and to a lot of points it was, but he's hyping it up to be, you know, this like nuclear holocaust of the world, and this guy can't even give you the iodine at cost. I mean, if he's really this patriot, shouldn't he just put up his money and then get his money back and, you know, not make anything on it? I mean, you know, honestly.
Right.
I mean,
right.
And you know, everybody's got to make something, so make a little. But he's not even like competitive, and we're not gonna go down. I know we're not gonna go down this whole road because we're gonna do a 2011 right. show, and but you know, the couple of the topics we're gonna bring up are gonna bring us back to this road because you know you just can't avoid it. But what else? What else on Fukushima before we get on to the next thing that I want to bring up?
You know, it makes you wonder. You know, I just wanted to talk about something real quick. And I as much as I don't believe all that stuff that comes out of Ben Fulford and everything else, and I don't really believe that all about his Dragon Society. You know, don't get me wrong, there is Asian secret societies, there is the Leaf family. But you know, the whole thing about that I do believe, and it's not necessarily coming from him, but I do believe that Japan and other countries, there is a small beef with the powers that be. As far as they're not against population control, but they want to control their own populations, and they don't want the West doing it for them. And I do believe that was possibly done. What was definitely done to weaken Japan's economy, as we saw, they were downgraded and everything else. But you know, it really makes you wonder what was the exact reason for that. And to tell you the truth, many, you know, I don't know besides population control. And the fear.
What else was on the table, like on a global level, that like, you know, maybe like a financial type of thing that they weren't going along with at the time? Is there anything you can think of that stands out from last year that they weren't, you know?
The only thing that I can see is them holding a lot of banknotes, you know, them holding a lot of you know, Federal Reserve, you know, of the of the bonds and everything else and stuff like that. To tell you the truth, I'm not the economic guy, but I do know there is stuff out there. I should have researched that beforehand.
No, but that's however, it's important. The economic side of it's important. I mean, like as we know, and a lot, everybody out there should know, a lot of these wars. I mean, as much as we think it's oil, a lot of times it's economies. It's controlling people's money and controlling their banks. And I mean, it's as simple as that. Sometimes, I mean, the list they show us, and I've said this a few times, of the most dangerous terror states in the world is the same list of countries that don't have a central controlled bank. It's the same thing.
Right. You know, it's exactly the point that Brian just made, because I mean, you look at pre 9/11, all the countries that didn't have an IMF or you know, Rothschild controlled central bank, I believe there were 7 or 8 at the time, and now there's 3 left. You know, and those 3 are also targets of the you know, one world government crowd.
Yeah, so, and I mean, Iraq, you know, and Afghanistan were on that list.
Right. Yep. I believe Libya as well was too. Oh yeah, Libya was until last year.
North Korea.
Yes, and now, you know, I'm glad you brought up North Korea, because you know, we get into a very destable situation over there on the Korean Peninsula. You know, I believe that this was definitely a power grab, and the son and the nephew, I don't know, I don't know exactly who pulled it off, but I do know this, that they're a lot more willing to deal with the, let's call them old world order for now, because, you know, part of the new world order is here, but for right now, you know, the families of the old world order, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, you know, they have a lot of stake in North Korea and whatnot, so they needed to get in there, and the old man was hard to budge, so now they have the uncle and the son to deal with, and I think it's going to be, you know, the son was schooled in Austria. It's you know, he's a lot more westernized, you know. So I think that was another thing, another job. You know, I think Asia and that part of the world, we're gonna see a lot of the stuff softening up, and a lot of people talk about China, you know, as far as us owing them. But if you look at most of our debt is first to the Federal Reserve Bank before China, even. You know,
it is. Man, this is you know, I got a lot of stuff here that we can talk about, and you know, last year was a big year. You know, how about, and we have 2 huge events that tie into each other. We got to talk about Fast and Furious, and I want to also talk about, you know, the Giffords thing and how, you know, everything kind of all ties in together. Last year, you know, for those of you guys that don't know, you had the DEA, the FBI, the ATF, whole bunch of agencies, a bunch of the alphabet agencies, you know, the incompetents. Actually, they shipped 30,000 guns to the Mexican drug cartels directly to them. And not only did they ship them, okay, they didn't even, like, you know, try and trace them, put GPS on them, try and track back these people. No, they just simply gave them out to increase border violence and, you know, a few. I don't know exactly how many, but at the time I wrote a blog on it or whatever, you know, a few months back, it had been like 5 cops, you know, a few border agents and a few police officers in the United States that had been actually killed with these exact weapons, and all these, you know, these huge drug busts or whatever, you know, they're supposed to be drug smugglers coming over, or, you know, human smugglers, human traffickers, and they have all these weapons. They're always American weapons that are coming from these Mexican things, and then they use it. They try and use that to basically restrict our rights in all the southern states, and, you know, they make you jump through hoops now to buy, you know, if you want to try and buy a gun down there, and it's all them. It's all a ploy by them, because they've been trying since, Jesus, you know, way before I came on the scene. I mean, they've been trying since before Oklahoma City to get the guns out of our hands, and this is just another staging of that. What do you have to say on that, Justin?
Well, I totally agree, and I think that before they get the guns out of our hands, they do want to see a civil war here. And I think that's a big part of what we're going to get into as far as the I'm going to call it the Ron Paul Obama PSYOP together, to where it's going to, you know, by the summertime, we're going to see a very – I'm sorry to get into 2012, but Brian just made me think of this, and while we're at it – I just wanted to let out what I think is going to happen in the coming year. We'll get back to the 2011. But however, I think what happens here is not only do we have guns going to Mexico and drugs coming back and everything else, but this is all setting the stage for border wars between, you know, the Mexicans and the you know, the Arizona, especially Texas, the, you know, these states that are not big on it. I think that's one reason why they're making sure all sides are armed, and because they want to see bloodshed in a few different places around the world, where different people of interest or non-interest are going to get killed. And I think that of course we see it every day in America with the Muslims as well. But I think that down there we're gonna see a lot of it. And now, what this comes into play with Obama and Ron Paul, of course, is the newsletters now, and the fact that Obama happens to be black, and the fact that your average American doesn't know the difference between, you know, doesn't know that Obama is controlled, you know, or think, you know what I'm saying? The people that are still on the believing left, the real gullible left. Don't get me wrong, the so-called right is just as gullible, but in my opinion, those newsletters were the whole thing out of that. Is to get a bunch of people out there, you know, to turn it into a race war. And that's the thing. They want all sides affected. And that's why I think that they're painting Paul as a racist. Now, don't get me wrong, because I'm no fan of Paul. But this was all this he may have been a part of writing this on purpose, but it's all going to take place. Ron Paul is going to be your next president. And there's going to be he's going to put in the gold standard, which can be totally manipulated. But before this happens, or while this happens, there's going to be some bloodshed, and there's going to be, you know, possibly a call for martial law. What do you think about that, Bri?
I think you're right on just about pretty much all of it. I'm not sure if he's going to make it all the way into the White House. I don't think it really. I think he might as well, because their plan is basically to, you know, there's a lot of agendas, as we know, with everything. One of the most obvious ones is another false hope, and, you know, just to get people so distracted to buy into the whole system again and all that. But yeah, I think if he does get in, I mean, that even works to serve their purpose even better, because it gives them another 4 years to keep everybody pretty much at ease. And I don't mean everybody, but I mean, you know how right. It is, dude. I mean, 80% of the people in the so-called truth movement are Ron Paul Nazi. You go on Facebook, and it's like a campaign for him. And it's just – I know that a lot of the people are going to be like, okay, just give Ronnie a shot, yada, yada, yada.
Exactly.
And I'm just really worried because –
See, what you're
– Go ahead.
I was saying, sorry to cut you off, but what you're seeing right now is the mainstream you know, movement right now, the, you know, the main, not the movement, the mainstream people are getting fed a dose of Ron Paul.
Yes.
And they're getting to think that he is, you know, he's the guy we should give a shot to. You know, he just like Brian said, you know, the whole thing is, I guarantee you, you think the media is ignoring him now? Well, let me tell you something. Give it by June, July. That's all you're going to be hearing is Ron Paul. It's going to be like, you know, just before Obama got in. Exactly.
You're starting to see it now. You're starting to see them phase it in now. At first it was, you know, ignoring him and making it, you know, a little bit obvious to people like us that are looking. So it makes it look like there's this whole agenda out to get him. I mean, that was all a ploy. Wow. Yeah. It's just,
Here's the thing. You know, if you're against the NWO and you're running for president, for puppet, you're not going to be on Jay Leno, especially this early in. You know, they've showed their hand with this one, and I really feel bad for anyone that's still stuck in this. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you believe me and Brian on this one, or it doesn't matter if you say, yeah, I might go vote for the guy anyway. It doesn't matter. Your vote doesn't matter. They've already they're going to choose who gets in, you know. And all it is they're going to make the people think that enough people wanted him in, which they will. You know, they want Obama out, just like they did with George Bush. Same thing, different group. You know, same people getting played, and that's the
I want to make I want to make a one more point on Ron Paul before we get back into the all the rest of the 2011 stuff. And this is something you brought to my attention, is the whole situation with him endorsing Lamar Smith. And before this whole thing, I didn't even know who Lamar Smith was. So obviously, after you showed me, I did a little bit of research. And you know, now people out there that support this guy are gonna tell me, and I've already heard it, oh, well, you know, he has to play the political game, or that's what politicians do. And that's my point, to the most part. He's just another politician. He's not this different, you know, he's not cut from a different cloth and all this crap. He just says the right things, and it's different. It's a different spin than what you've ever heard. It's the new thing. But the things that they're doing, they know they need a guy to say these things. That's what people want to latch onto. So that's what they're putting out there. And, you know, his main thing, okay, and this is, I think this is important right now, because people put him up on a pedestal, and the reason they do it is because they think he's this ultimate patriot. He's going to put our freedoms and our liberties before anything. He's all about, you know, bringing back the scale of the government, small government, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, that's all fine and good if that is really what he was dead set, you know, dead set on and was going to put before anything. That's all fine and good. But this thing with Lamar Smith, okay, Lamar Smith is a guy that supported the Patriot Act, supported the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. A lot of people did Afghanistan because they thought 9/11 was real, and I understand that. But he supported Iraq. What's up?
Both bailouts.
Yeah, both bailouts. And after we talked about this, Justin, and I didn't know this right away, he actually wrote, the SOPA bill.
Exactly.
The internet censorship bill that all you people out there are putting all this stuff out about how the government's trying to shut down the internet, yada, 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 yada. Well, the guy that actually wrote the bill is the guy Ron Paul is endorsing. And when I say endorsing, okay, I'm not saying, oh, he's saying, yeah, this guy's a good guy, or which I couldn't even understand. I don't even know how he could see eye to eye with this guy and be in the same room. This guy has the exact opposite stance on his strongest talking points: our liberty, our freedom, ending the wars, the Patriot Act. Ron Paul says he's going to repeal the Patriot Act. Okay, now you got a guy that's in support of it, and now when I say he endorsed him, you know what he did, guys? He actually wrote an email. Ron Paul did, wrote a personal email to his supporters in Texas that can vote for this guy, Lamont Smith, and actually asked them to go and vote for this guy, and said he's a good, great guy to have on our side, this, that, and the other thing. And this guy wrote SOPA. He's for the Patriot Act, for the bailout twice, for the wars in Iraq, and Ron Paul is telling you to vote for this guy? Now, I don't get that. I don't. And now people say, oh, you know, he's got to play the political game. That's going a little too far. I mean, you're going to get this guy voted in and he's going to be on the opposite. That just goes to show me that he doesn't put your liberty and freedom first. And then when he was confronted about it, and this is my last point on this, when he was confronted about this, okay, he was asked, you know, why did you endorse this guy, Lamar Smith, you know, who's for all these things, A, B, C, and D? And you know what he said? He said, well, because we made a deal with the incumbents that we would support each other. Right. So that comes before your liberty and your freedom, a deal that they made to just support the other incumbents so they can all get in office again? That just goes to show you that this guy will sell you down the river right over before he's even in office. You guys are fools if you think this guy is any different. I'm sorry.
I agree. And one other thing, too, that I wanted to bring up, just on the, you know, while we're on the topic, you know, and we're going to get back into the other stuff, is his new campaign manager that he's picked to run his campaign, is Bruce Fine. Now, I'm going to bring it up in a second. But anyway, Bruce Fine has some clients that are really, that again, are totally against, you know, totally against what he is supposedly stands for. Hold on, let me pull up this link. Give me a second. I have a slow computer. We're talking about places like Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, countries like that, you know, and and these countries are selling out their you know, their own people, you know, the Saudi royals and everything else. You know, they're just as Zionist as the Israeli regime is, really, when you look at some of these. Hold on one second, I'm getting to it. I have actually have a note with all this information in there, so if anybody wants to check it out. Okay. Sorry about the.
No, it's okay. Well, you dig it up. You know, I'm really glad we did this show, and I'm just gonna tell everybody out there, we are gonna open the phones. I didn't open the phones yet, just because we have so much stuff. I want to make sure we get to at least like half of it, and then I'll open the phones up, and we're gonna. I picture the show. We're gonna do, you know, a pretty good sized show today, because I don't know what you got for time, but we got a lot of stuff.
Okay. Here's Bruce Fein. You know, he becomes Ron Paul's chief legal advisor. In other words, Ron Paul became Bruce Fein's client. Let's check out some of his other clients: Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Turkey, Sudan, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, Standard Chartered Bank, Exxon Mobil, BP, Chevron, Texaco, Boeing, General Electric, World Bank, IMF, United Nations. I rest my case.
And that's the guy that's running his campaign now.
Yep.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Let's move on. We'll touch back more on Paul after, guys. You know, that's our feeling on it. And I want to make one more point. I'm not saying that if you go vote for Ron Paul, you're going to be any worse than if you go for anybody. I don't think any of them are any good, honestly.
Right.
My problem is people putting so much time, effort, and faith into this guy like he's going to save everything. That's just unrealistic.
Exactly. The main thing is I really don't have anything against the guy personally. I really and over the years I've used some of his vids to, you know, to wake people up, until I realize how deep this psyop is. Until I realize that, you know, but you know, if you guys want to go out and you know, and go less than the truth, less than what it is, and you know, keep doing it, but it, you know, at this point I don't think it matters, because it's already chosen. We're already 7 or 8 how many months away from, about 10 months away from the presidency. But you know, it doesn't matter. All that person is the face of the country, like the manager of Burger King, like KRS-One said.
Yeah, and it's even less than that. It's even less than the manager of Burger King. It's like the man. It really is. I mean, so many the shots get called from somewhere else.
Oh yeah, totally. You know, in my opinion, all roads lead to Rome. And of course the Rothschild bankers, you know, there's a few other, family, the Tarlonias and the, you know, a few families, but regardless, it's not, they're not being called over in Washington, D.C., I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And that's a problem, because it's a whole facade on the people. The people think it's a democracy. You think that you'll vote. Guys, if your vote counts, what happened with the George Bush Al Gore election would have never happened. Okay. That just goes to show you right there. I mean, they were putting this guy in no matter what. Okay, no matter what. I don't know if maybe their plan was to they could just maybe do it without cheating, and then they waited to the last second, and you know what I mean, and then they pulled all their shenanigans. Or
well, here's my opinion on that, and now this I think nails it on the head. What happened there was that Gore was set to run a fair race. They thought maybe they can do it by just buying out what they had to buy out.
Yeah.
You know, of course, but what happened though at the end, why Gore didn't you know, fight it, was that they must have came to him and gave him the global warming swindle.
Oh, absolutely. They absolutely gave him that. Absolutely.
Yeah, so because he had a chance where he could have fought it. And that was the end of, you know, 2000. Not that Al Gore is a great guy, because, you know, he's part of the same network there. But right there, if he was to fight it, 9/11 would have been a little bit harder to pull off.
Absolutely. Definitely a lot harder than just having a Bush in office. With having a Bush in office, it's just like having the big red button right there. Just push it. You know what I mean?
Right. Totally.
Okay, another big thing from last year, and, you know, so many things last year. And last year is really big for me because, you know, like I've told people, I've been awake for pretty much just over a year. It was pretty much the beginning of November in 2010. So 2011 is pretty much, you know, this is all new stuff coming at me, and it's exciting, you know. And a lot of it is, you know, disappointing, depressing. There's a lot of bad news out there. But, you know, it's exciting to learn new things, and, It sucks to realize, you lied to everything about everything in your whole life. But I mean, there's just so many things. And just last year alone, I mean, all these events last year alone. How about the Gifford shooting, Justin? I mean, they tell us that this congresswoman gets gunned down by this kid, Jared Lee Loeffner. And, they shoot this little girl that was born on 9/11, and this whole story, and the whole thing's fabricated. And they actually, they've literally had people posing as police officers and as victims and as family members, and the whole thing was just bogus from the start.
Yeah, totally. That whole thing was a setup. And this is the one case that I really I like Ed Chiarini, Dallas Goldbugs work well, wear1.com. Some of his other stuff has really been reaching lately. So I mean, I'm not going to say I vouch for this guy.
It took him
However,
down. I don't know if that's part of the psyop, and I do think it is. I think he was given the Giffords thing, in my opinion. I think he was given the Giffords thing, and
very
given that to give a
possible.
little credibility. Because honestly, dude, the way his YouTube channel shot up there so fast, and I don't know, man. I just really think that he was given that. I think he, I think the stuff about some of the stuff about the protests, like as I think that's all set up and everything. But I don't think that all those people filling in that he says are all those people. And I think he is way off on a lot of it. And I think he tries to get other people to kind of jump off the deep end with him. I don't know. What do you think? I've had a lot of up and down mixed emotions with this along the way, but I've been pretty sure the last month that I don't really trust that guy too much.
Yeah, I'm on the same page because when he came out, they made a lot of sense when it was just the Pima County Sheriff's Department. See, what he did was enough, and that's the thing is that if he had just stayed with that now, because there's a few cases that all came out of this one sheriff's department, and that was the Giffords case, that was the Quartzsite case with the woman Jennifer Jones went crazy in the town meeting, and then even I believe the Jose Garena shooting. Those are the three that I think he got pretty close to. The Giffords thing, he nailed 100%.
And
You
how
can
does he get
see
those
the.
PDF files, Justin? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
Some of the files he
supposedly.
got from inside
I
Pima
agree.
County and the way he got all the pictures out of the photo albums and everything. I don't know, man. I just think he. How do you nail all these things down to this sheriff's county, this one obscure sheriff's department, and tie them into all these things? And I don't know.
Well,
It's just.
it could have been very possible too. If someone said, "Hey, look," and someone gave him the tip of, "Hey, look at the movie company that's doing it." Pretty much gave him gave him just the thing. I don't know. Here's the other possibility is that he did that on his own, and they gave him the option to either keep going and making silly videos now, which will discredit that one, because I looked for stuff on that and I still can't find all the original stuff that he had to present that case. So I think it's very possible. Of course, like Alex Jones was given Bohemian Grove, but with this, I don't know. Yours could be right, mine could be right, but either way, as far as the Giffords case goes, total fabrication, and you could just see that there was a gunshot wound. There's a million people that even comment on right on the YouTube page and say, I got shot in the face. Somebody else, there's no way that surgery was done in 2 months and she was out smiling and everything else. And it just did total fabrication. They had 2 911 calls, which is that's something suspicious. How do you get that? How do you get the copies of those calls? If you look at it, there's no pictures of the scene. So I mean, regardless
the
of
one that
this
they do
guy
have,
or
there's no
whatever.
blood, and she's not even they're not even working on her, and they said they had to work on her feverishly and she couldn't breathe, and then they don't have no oxygen mask to her, she's not sitting up, she's got no blood on her, and she supposedly got shot in the head. There's a gauze as clean as when it comes out of the box on her head.
And a couple people tried debating me on that and pulling up pictures, and the pictures they pulled up just enforced it even more. And I'm just like, guys, you're For some reason in here that they put something in here to make everybody believe it. You have the sheriff role. You have this, you know, who supposedly went against Obama. They had a good story. But, you know, regardless, I think that it doesn't matter either way, because how many people even realize this? You know, don't get me wrong. A lot of people have heard about this, but now, you know, but hey, regardless, they're fabricating the news, you know, which is.
Yeah, that's the important thing here.
Right.
That's the big story. That's the big story is, you know, and I'm going to bring up a few examples on this show today, especially about Fox and CNN, some things they did this year, totally fabricating news. But, you know, with this Giffords thing, and I have kind of a theory that might be one of the reasons, you know, Ed Chiarini and Well Aware was there is people like us that, you know, I consider us pretty aware. And now we're starting to realize about the whole fakery of everything, about the whole Hollywood side of the media and how everything, you know, not everything, but a lot of what we see is just totally staged. And I think that his site might be there for, you know, to lure people like us in with the Giffords thing and then to make us look stupid with the rest of his crap. You know,
right.
to show other people, hey, that's what these guys are like. This is what they think. And exactly. You got all he's saying 100% match, and you know, and it's just not. It just I don't see it. You know, I don't. But that's the important thing. The important thing, guys, is, and it's been really amped up. And I feel, you know, maybe I don't know because I haven't been awake that long. Maybe it's been going on for a long time. But I feel like, you know, really recently, this media fakery has really been amped up.
It totally was amped up. 9/11 was the when they figured out they could do it, and now they don't even care anymore if they cover both ends. They don't care, you know, if a few people find out, because they realize that most people are just going to go, you know, cognitive dissonance, you know, what they first hear, what they first see, the way their feelings are affected. You know, that's what matters here, and that's how they get to people. They get to people through their heartstrings, and people don't even want to look at it. And then if they look at it, they don't want to, they want to believe it's wrong. And that's the same reason why so many people, for one, won't even look at the 9/11, you know, the first, you know, a loose change conspiracies. And then even more why they don't want to look at some of the stuff that, you know, Phil and Brian have uncovered and Simon Shack and all these other guys. You know, it's insane, but that's how we have it here, to where, you know, there's so many different layers of this onion.
Oh, it is. There's so many layers, and a lot of people, you know, they aren't even willing to go past the first and second layer, and they're never gonna understand the 30th layer. You know,
right.
The thing with the news, it's really hard to get it across to some people that, you know, the people that aren't awake at all, that the news is just totally there to misinform them. I mean, they have this, like, blind faith in the news. Like, it's this religion almost. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
you can't tell me the news is lying to me. You're lying to me, you know? And
yeah.
I don't know why it's so hard for people to understand. I don't get it. And I understand that I was asleep for most of my life, but that's because nobody ever told me. If somebody would have explained it to me, I would have got it. I don't know why people can't get it when you're showing them, you know, staged footage. Like last year, for instance, okay, Fox News, I want to tell people about this. If you guys remember, in Wisconsin, and I don't remember exactly what it was about, there were a bunch of state workers protesting or something. They were around, like, the state capitol building, and they were, like, camping out. I don't remember exactly what it was all over. It was over some big collective bargaining agreement or some crap. Fox News wanted to basically make these people look bad, okay, to the rest of the country, and they wanted everybody to be like, oh, look at these scumbags. So what they did is they go down there. Okay, now they're inside the state house or whatever in Wisconsin, and they're filming their reporter, Mike Tobin. And he's standing there, and he's like, oh, people down here are kind of rowdy and really mad. And, oh, this guy just assaulted me, he says, right? So, of course, you don't see nothing. And, you know, a couple days later, somebody else had a video camera there, and you see that nobody assaulted him. Somebody did brush shoulders with him, but this guy was not assaulted. He was just trying to hype it up. Now, that's one thing. It gets better. So then they cut back to the studio, and they say something to him real quick, and they're like, okay, Mike, now we're going to go outside. And they show all these people going nuts outside, all right? And this is what you see on TV, on Fox News, if you're watching TV. You see all these people in the street, jumping in each other's faces, screaming with like spit coming out, and like they're really mad, okay? But if you look way down the street, you know what you see? You see palm trees. And this is supposed to be outside the Wisconsin State Capitol building, okay? And that's how, I mean, that's how blatant it is. And just a few months ago, and we're going to, obviously, we're going to get into Libya today. We're going to get into Egypt. We're going to get into Twitter and Facebook being used to start the Arab Spring, some things I want to touch on. But real quickly, while we're on this road a little bit, they also aired some footage. I don't remember if it was Fox. It might have been BBC. They aired some footage of what they said was it Libya or Egypt, Justin? And it was actually India. And they were trying to show that all these people were, like, in support of what we were doing, gathering in the square, and there were Indian flags. And that's how stupid they take people, you know?
And, you know, that was the Libya one, yeah, totally. And you know, as far as this goes, it's just on they don't have to tell the truth anymore because, you know, nobody is going to fact check them.
Nobody pays attention, and when you do pay attention, you're somehow a weirdo or a conspiracy theorist, or you know. I'm sorry, man. I just want to be informed now. I never knew how misinformed and how stupid I really was, and I am not going to let myself be like that. I don't care what you call me.
Not stupid, Brian. I'd say the word for the sleeple out there, is ignorant, and I think that's more the word. It's not that they're stupid. It's just that they're uninformed or. You know, in some kids, the ones that have been given the chance are ignorant, and the ones who haven't really been exposed to much of it are just misinformed or uninformed.
It makes me so mad, the people that, you know, even to this day, after a whole year of me telling them things, or trying to wake them up, they still act like I'm crazy or whatever, and I haven't been really wrong on anything yet, except for, you know, the whole thermite, you know, explosions of the Trade Center thing, which everybody was wrong on at one point. I mean, you know, and I'm not saying I'm wrong a lot, and everybody is. And that's the thing, is people can't admit that they're wrong, you know? Right. If you want to get to the truth, you have to admit that you're wrong a lot of times along the way. And, you know, you can be wrong a lot. And, you know, I'll have a theory that might get proven wrong, you know, in a couple weeks. And then you know what that does? That just makes me want to dig into it more and find the truth out even more. Other people, they just can't admit that what they've been told is wrong. They just want to tell you because that's what they've known their whole life. And they think if they're book smart, that's, you know how there's people always say there's book smart and there's street smart? Street smart and, you know, the things that kind of fall under that umbrella are so much more. You really realize now how much more important they are than book smart when all the crap you read in the books is lies, right?
Right.
I mean, what did you learn in books that you know, I don't mean books are bad for you. I'm not trying to tell people not to read. I'm saying in school, the school system, the crap that the propaganda they feed you in, like, history and everything. I mean, the only useful stuff you probably learned is mathematics. It's the only stuff that wasn't a lie.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. I mean, you know, you learn basic history, but as far as it goes, you know, see, when I was a kid, I don't remember them twisting stuff as much as they do now. But when I pick up my nephew's books and look into them, and I think, wow, they're really trying to feed these kids.
You had no idea when you were a kid, Justin. You had no idea.
Yeah, true.
You thought we were high, mighty United States, protecting everybody, good guy.
I agree, but I still think the propaganda wasn't as strong then.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the kids' books now and every other thing is global warming this and, you know, 9/11 that, and you know, and it's insane to where, you know.
They get them in the video games and everything, though.
Yep. And the global warming thing is huge that they're pushing it on kids. Kids, it's our, like, our generation's don't do drugs thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same, it's the scare tactic of this generation. This generation, I don't think they tell them not to do drugs. They just tell them, hey, it doesn't matter anyway. You're going to be dead because of global warming. You know, it's such a strong thing, and overpopulation is another one, you know, that they push.
Yeah,
constantly.
You know, kids shouldn't have to worry about those things. I'm sorry.
I agree.
First of all, it's BS, you know? That's why. Right. I mean, if it was a real problem, then yeah. And I'm all for, you know, let me get it straight, the people out there that don't understand the difference. I'm all for respecting the environment, keeping things clean and stuff like that. But global warming, guys, is a scam from the word go. Okay? Total
exactly.
Scam. Any global warming that happens is natural and it's not man-made, and that's it. We don't even need to go in. And all you need to know, because this is, didn't happen last year, but it did kind of blow up a little bit last year. It was a scam from the word go. Maurice Strong had a guy, Benjamin Santa, in his pocket. He actually fudged documents, deleted summaries from other scientists, summaries that would have actually proven the opposite and made everybody realize that global warming is not man-made, but it's all been a scam to make billions and billions and trillions of dollars and grab land everywhere. It's a big land grab and money-making scam, and that's it. So don't fall for that.
Exactly. And that leads us into another road, Agenda 21, of course, which ties into this as well, which is they're also teaching in the textbooks. You know, it's just like you said, the land grab, you know, that's totally what's going on now. And I think in 2011 we also saw, just to get into real quick, we saw a lot of these floods in the Midwest. At the time, a lot of people didn't realize what's going on, but what we're seeing now is that, for one, it's killing all the crops, and now they're being forced. They weren't already to, if they're keeping their farm, then they're going to have Monsanto seeds for sure now. But not only that, but we have George Soros and other elites buying up these farm, buying up farmland by, you know, by the acre, at an extreme rate, to where, you know, they're going to be able to do what they want with it, and it's going to, you know, the idea of the family farmer and you know, knowing where you get your food from and everything else is done. They want everybody packed into cities, you know, like eggs in a carton, and that's it. They don't want anyone living out there, possibly not living under one of their policies, you know, and that's what Agenda 21 is all about.
Oh yeah, and they're totally indoctrinating our kids with it in the school. The schools, you know, people don't really realize that where the books actually come from. The books actually come from, basically come direct from the UN, pretty much. What's the name of the publishing company there that's under the UN that makes most of the books for the kids?
Hold on.
Is it Lucius or something like that?
Oh, you're talking about Lucius Trust.
Yeah, is that who it? No. Is that who's the publishing company?
You're talking about, like, I think it's Rand McNally or something like that.
Yeah, one of them. I mean, it's basically it's straight from the UN. I mean, they're the ones that put all the propaganda in our kids' school books.
If you look at the Rand Corporation and, of course, Tavistock, that's what they do. Tavistock is more in the UK, although they're here as well. What they do is they. You know, Rand is more the American one. They figure out what is going to be the next trend. They figure out what, you know, what they're going to do, how they're going to push certain things and make up the styles. Guys, the styles that we've been seeing for, you know, the last 30 years, you know, ever since the Beatles and Elvis, for the most part, you know, that wasn't them that came with their own, you know, ideas. That this was something that Tavistock, you know, put together. And that's the thing here is that every aspect of our society is run by these people. So I think, you know, the main thing here is to get out of the idea of conformity, because conforming is just, you know, doing what they tell you to do. But, you know, it's just totally insane. Brian, I got a list in there of some other you know, things that happened, conspiracy facts of 2011.
Yeah, why don't you read them off? What is this? This is things that were called conspiracy theories and got proven to be absolute facts of last year, that type of thing.
Yep. This is from Natural News. This, of course, number one. Of course, we've seen this happen many times before. Obama admits U.S. government used Guatemalan prisoners for illegal medical experiments. Now, of course, we've seen that in Tuskegee. We've seen that all over the place. Now, a lot of these things, they're going to be more of the eugenic style. But, you know, this is a big part of it. Eugenics is a big thing. They're taking people that are useless eaters to them, that are nobodies, prisoners or minorities or whoever happens to be a few extra of lying around. And they're going and experimenting on them. So Obama admits U.S. government used Guatemalan prisoners for illegal medical experiments. So there you go. It was been admitted something that somebody would probably argue with you. Number two is FDA caught using KGB-style infiltration and spying techniques to entrap raw milk distribution hub. Now, I just want to bring up something real quick about the raw milk. That's been another thing that's been really attacked in 2011. Raw milk is great for you. It's a probiotic. It's not pasteurized and radiated. You know, it has the good stuff still in it. The stuff that you're getting in the store that they're calling milk is really just it's not much good as far as the nutrients in it. You're just getting the fat out of it.
Yeah, the pasteurization and the when they do the homogenize right. And pasteurize it, it mm-hmm. ruins it.
Totally.
I'm sorry.
You know, and that's what happens. No, yeah, you know, any time, chime in. Number three, Institute of Medicine's links with military-industrial complex, exposed by Natural News. Of course, you know, we don't need them to expose it, but, you know, here it just shows more and more how, you know, how the FDA is tied in with these companies, and there's so many conflicts of interest across the board. Number four here is something that, you know, right again, at last New Year's, we saw a lot of the dead animals for the first time. We're seeing that again this year. There's been a few accounts. Of course, it happened all year, but this number four is the USDA caught running animal mass murder programs to kill birds and mammals. Yep. They were actually putting mass poisoning chemicals, you know, killing animals such as bald eagles and everything else. Number five, weather control technology confirmed and functional near Abu Dhabi. You have a desert here that's being turned into, they can make it rain at any
paradise.
Point.
They want it to right. be, that's like the rich city in the Middle East, correct? With all the crazy
yes.
buildings and everything.
Yep. Yes, exactly. What's going to happen to the Middle East is going to be very war stricken, over the next few years. However, there's a few countries that won't get touched. Those are the Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and Kuwait, and there's one or two others. Now, these are all kingdoms, and most of these kingdoms. All these kingdoms are part of the Jesuits. You know, most of them all bow to the Pope. So, you know, when it comes down to these countries, they're no different than the, you know, Israeli killing machine that we hear about so often, or the American, British, NATO, killing machine. All their leaders are put in, or they're some type of bloodline that, you know, that owns these places. This is, I guess, InfoWars releases hidden camera water fluoridation video. Actually, a buddy of mine has a pretty good one, but he won't release it yet.
Basically
inside
the
a water
same thing inside a water plant.
Yes. Yep. And it's the same thing. You know, where we have, you can see that it says poison right on these containers, and you know these people are putting it right in the water for people to consume, and they'll tell you don't go near that. You know. Why, if it's going in the water, why is it so bad for you to go near? But, you know, they'll tell the public, well, a lot of it's not good for you, but a little bit of it is, and that's totally wrong. Fluoride at any level is not good for you.
No,
it makes you docile. It, calcifies the pineal gland.
Reproductive issues.
Yeah, totally. Number seven, documents prove Dr. Wakefield was innocent. And BMJ conspired to discredit him.
That's Dr. Andrew Wakefield?
Yes, correct. Hold on a second. Let me get... Okay, yes, they're trying to say that he committed scientific fraud. Hold on a second. This is something I'm not 100% on, but let me get it for you guys. This has to do with autism and vaccinations.
Which they still deny the link, which is bullshit.
Right. Now he's saying that from the measles, mumps, rubella, that this was causing autism and other problems with the neurological system. You know, and here's the thing. Even if they've taken the mercury out, you still have thimerosal. You still have these heavy metals that are going aluminum. Into the body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever they are, they're all heavy metals, and they all don't belong in the human body. And the truth of the matter is, you know, you even have fetal tissue in some of these things. You have pig, you know, pig tissue. You have all this stuff. If you knew what was in your vaccines, I guarantee you you wouldn't be getting your kids shot up with them.
Well, the best part about them is, Justin, they don't even work.
Exactly.
That's the kicker. You know,
yeah, the kicker really is, you know, I know people that have never gotten sick in their lives, never gotten the flu. They went and got the flu jab, and within a week or two, they were sick with, and not just a small flu, like they say, oh, you may get, you know, a few symptoms. No, they had the full-blown flu. So what good was it, you know, besides the fact that it gave it to them right away instead of the fact that they might not have ever got it?
Yeah. Unbelievable. What number we had on the list? 8?
Let me see. Yes, number 8. USDA conspires with Monsanto to deregulate GE alfalfa. Of course, that was a big case. We have all heard of that.
Yes.
The alfalfa is something that is, you know, pretty much eaten by every animal out there, you know, as well as corn.
And then it gets passed to us after we eat the animal or after we eat the food, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Number 9, FDA admits factory-produced chicken meat contains arsenic. You know, it just where are the regular, you know, we have all these bodies that are supposed to be regulating, and yet they aren't doing anything. The FDA, all these things that get a good amount of government money and everything, subsidies, and they have all these high-paid executives. Or, you know, high-paid, you know, government workers, and they're not doing anything for it.
That's because they all work together in a circle. The FDA and the USDA actually want you to get sick for the cancer industry to keep you in the treatment centers, and they want to suppress the natural herbs and vitamins so you can't use that, and you have to spend thousands of dollars with them, and they want the population to go down. Well, just the truth, you know. You try and tell people the FDA actually wants them sick, and they don't believe you. But when you really start to realize what's going on around you, I mean, it couldn't be more obvious than the nose on your face.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you go back and you link, you find out that all these cancer programs, you know, most of them get money from the Rockefeller Institute or the Ford Foundation or, you know, any one of these big they call them philanthropists, but really, if you hear the word philanthropist, most likely they're not doing things for the good of mankind. They're actually trying to kill people under the guise of doing something good. Just like our Bill Gates over there. Number 10, Merck vaccine scientist Dr. Maurice Hilleman admits vaccines contain cancer-causing viruses.
Yep. So there you go. They've heard me do shows on this. I've done shows on that. Him making that statement. I've played the video, and if you guys go to our blogs on the website where you're listening to the stream, thelastamerican.org, I'm not exactly what date of the show is, but you'll see it. There's a video in there of him saying exactly what Justin is talking about.
Yeah.
No, so, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Justin, what were we going to say? I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to say it totally correlates, and I just wanted to say that, you know, like Brian was saying, yes, they don't want any good herbs or anything like that. We'll get back into it when we get back from the break, but just wanted to we'll get back into Codex Alimentarius. I forgot I'd plant that seed.
Yeah, we'll get into that next, guys. We still got a lot of good stuff. Obviously, the Osama bin Laden raid is something we're obviously going to talk about. SEAL Team 6.
SEAL Team 6.
I don't usually ever like to talk about celebrities, but there are some people that died that are pretty influential, like Michael Jackson, Steve Jobs. I want to touch on that a little bit. The Norway attacks, Libya, Occupy Wall Street, Greece. I want to touch on some of the absurd conspiracy theories that were put out there in the last year or so to make everybody, you know, look pretty ridiculous. But right now, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Just stick with us. We're going to be back, and literally we'll be back in 3 minutes right after the song. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Last American Radio broadcast, and I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Justin, you here?
Yeah, I'm here, Bright. Actually, I wanted to say hello to one of the listeners out there, Rhea, and she actually gave me a few additions to what we were just talking about. She actually just dug up Last year in October, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius offered extensive apologies for actions taken by the U.S. Public Health Services for experiments on Guatemalans. 1997, Bill Clinton also publicly apologized, and CDC is the biggest culprit behind animal testings and lab-created diseases at the Plum Island facility, which I did want to add to that. Plum Island is being moved from where I am now. It's in right off the shore of Lyme, Connecticut, to, I believe, Nebraska or Colorado.
Yeah, I think it's Nebraska or Kansas. It's right in the heartland, not Colorado. Right. Yeah, it's either Nebraska or Kansas.
Right.
I think they already started.
Yeah, I believe they're gone. You know, it makes you wonder. And you know, here's a place that already started at least one disease around here with Lyme disease. You know, somehow the ticks got on birds and they came over, and you know, people are dead because of it. And very, you know, Lyme disease is something, you know, neurological. But hey, yeah. So let's get back on to what we were talking about with 2011 and everything. What'd you have in mind?
I think next. Why don't we touch real briefly? Let's touch real briefly on a couple of the deaths that happened. A couple of the key deaths. Michael Jackson, Steve Jobs. I believe, you know, I don't usually talk about celebrities, but people like Steve Jobs running Apple, being such a, you know, worldwide type, globalist type. You know, I don't really like that term too much, but you know, with the [S2] Right. [S1] with the type of spy grid that they help given with the, you know, with the tracking people with the Apple phones and you know, everything that goes along with [S2] Mm. [S1] That. I think his death's important. Where do you see the direction of Apple with? Do you think it's just gonna keep carrying on without him, or do you think it's gonna kind of really fade out without him? And it's how much of the, you know, innovative force do you think he was actually behind that?
Tell you the truth, I this is something I don't know 100%. I can speculate. I would, in my opinion, maybe they got rid of him because he there were certain things he wasn't willing to compromise with. You know, you never know as far as these people go, you know, if they have a certain moral compass, that they're not willing, you know, he was a philanthropist. He did give to, you know, to certain, things like we were just talking about, but if he wasn't as gung ho on it, you know, maybe they got rid of him to keep going with, you know, and I think Apple will continue because they have to pretend that Microsoft has, you know, another competitor, and they're going to both continue. You know, they have to give you the illusion of choice.
Of course. You know? And the thing that you were saying about Steve Jobs, those very reasons are the reasons I brought up Michael Jackson, because there's a lot of speculation out there, and I haven't looked into this myself, so I'm not going to say anything either way. I'm just going to tell you what the speculation is. There's a lot of speculation there that he was going to come out really soon about – you know, with some real negative things about the Illuminati and about population reduction. And, you know, I seen an interesting video that Mike DeMann posted in his blog this morning. I don't know if it was in there this morning, but it might have been posted, you know, a few days ago. I read it this morning with a video of Michael talking about how he was leaving Sony and he owned 50% of his music. And we saw something like this happen with Tupac Shakur. I believe that's a big reason why he was killed, because Suge Knight was going to owe him millions of dollars. And it was basically the same situation. Right. He was going to be a free agent and walk. And people don't realize, you know, these record companies, not the little labels, but the big companies like Sony, you know, Universal, people like that. I mean, they were making billions of dollars off Michael Jackson.
Right. You know, and here's another thing too. You know, when you get into it, he was also mad at, I believe, at the whole industry, and he was mad at how it was David Geffen treated. I believe it was Mariah Carey and himself as well. So he was going after some of the bigger names, and he very well was going to drop a few truth bombs. And you know, you have a guy like Michael Jackson, as influential as he is,
exactly.
You know, and it very well,
he's the type of guy they'd be scared of.
Right. It very well could have just been about money too. However, I think it's something different, something bigger. Now, here's the thing. I just wanted to add to that. Conrad Murray makes you seem like he was a probably a Knight of Malta or you know, or some type of clandestine Freemason, you know, probably a Prince Hall Freemason that probably was given something to you know, or maybe owed them something to go and do 4 years in jail for this, you know, and then people think, well, hey, you know, justice was served and everything. If he's in 4 years in a you know, minimum security place, and you know, he's got people on the inside or whatever, then it's not much worse, you know, than things a lot of other people put up with. So, you know, I totally think he was an agent for them. So, you know, I do believe he was that Michael Jackson was murdered, though, definitely.
It could very well be possible, and I don't know, because I, you know, I haven't given it any really research other than literally, guys, I'm talking like maybe a half an hour I spent looking at some things that just made me raise my eyebrow a little bit. That's all, and they're definitely, it's definitely something that I want to look into, and that's definitely a huge passing last year. Well, you know, whatever you thought of Michael, whether you thought he molested those kids before, whether you thought he did it, whether you thought, you know, his he was a little, you know, strange. It's a big thing. I mean, he was huge in everybody's life at one point. I mean, I know when I was a little kid, I loved Michael Jackson, you know? Like, Thriller days, not, you know, after, like, the black and white and all that crap music, and but,
you know what, Brian? He loved you, too. No, I'm just joking.
he probably would have if I was around. Freaking guy has a amusement park in his yard.
He would have gave you some warm milk and shared a bed with you. You know, yeah, regardless of all that, though, you know, as far as it goes, you have to wonder how much of it, you know, is truth and how much of it is parents that knew he was weird and knew that they can get a payoff from him. You know, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he was mind controlled. And I don't believe he was mind controlled by any major groups. I believe it was his father that just, with rudimentary mind control, took his childhood away. And here was a guy that didn't know how to act, you know, and that's what I think really Michael Jackson's biggest problems were, that he was someone that missed his childhood.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, but yeah, he, you know, regardless of what you think of him, you know, and I'm on the fence with MJ too. I wouldn't let my nephews anywhere near him, you know, if he was still alive or whatever, but, you know, it's just, it does make you wonder why and how and everything else and the details around it. What was he going to drop?
Oh, it does make you wonder, and that was it was a huge deal for a lot of people. And there's tons of conspiracy theories around it. You know, was he at his funeral? Did he hop out of the corn? All types of stuff. You know,
right.
But I don't know, you know, I'm not buying into any of all that, but I'm just saying, you know, he absolutely could have been taken out for an ulterior motive, and it might not have just been, you know, a drug overdose like people think it was, you know?
Well,
it could have here's
the thing, sorry to cut you off there, but the thing is, a drug overdose, you don't give somebody what he was given, Right off the top of my head. Do you remember the name of the drug? I can't think of it right off the top of my head.
It was like a really, really, really strong painkiller.
Propofol. Yeah, Propofol. It's not even a painkiller, Brian. It's something they give you to knock you out for surgery. So, you know, I totally believe that any doctor that really has any, you know, has any standards at all is going to not give somebody that. And if somebody wants it, then I would give them something else. I would shoot them up with Ativan or something, you know, a mild sedative, and tell them that it's that. I don't believe that he was able to tell them, you know, hey, I want this drug that's only used on surgery, that's not even going to really give me rest. That's the thing. It totally doesn't make sense. But, you know, that's my take on that whole thing anyway.
Yeah. It didn't surprise me, but they've been kind of I don't know. It didn't surprise me, but, you know, there's a lot of – I don't believe anything I see at first now on the news, you know. I always think there's an ulterior motive or agenda, I mean, because it's usually just how it is. Next thing I want to bring up, and this is a classic example of how different one story can be looked at. This story, we look at this story as complete and utter BS, and we actually don't even make a big deal about it. And I don't even think we talked about it more than a couple of weeks. Other people make this probably the biggest story of the last 10 years. And I'm talking about the so-called Osama bin Laden raid.
Right.
Absolute BS, bogus, bullcrap. Everything about it was bullcrap. And, this is just another fake media event, and this is a huge one. And you had people in the streets like cheering, like their team just won the Super Bowl or something, because this guy supposedly got murdered. And no matter what you believe happened on 9/11, and we're not even going to get into that tonight because I do that on so many shows, and that'll take up the whole show tonight. No matter what you believe, I mean, you can't believe that Bin Laden's responsible still at this point. I mean, really. I mean, this is just the boogeyman that they needed, guys. This is the guy that they fingered, and they did not kill Bin Laden, on May 1st, 2011. Okay, there's people out there that'll tell you he was killed years ago. There's people out there that'll tell you he escaped through, Tora Bora. They had him on ice all this time, and there's all types of theories out there. But I'm gonna tell you what I honestly believe happened. Osama bin Laden was never really Osama bin Laden. It's just somebody they made up, and the guy that you see in those pictures is just an actor. And the reason you see a couple different bin Ladens and a couple different pictures like over the years is they had a couple different actors. I mean, I really think it's that simple. And this is just a guy that they just like, how CNN makes fake war videos and they have fake bin Laden. But you really think CNN got into a cave where this guy was and interviewed him before 9/11? Do people really believe that? No, they can't believe that, dude. I really think, the Bin Laden name is just something that they just attach on a few companies, and they have a few stories tied to it, and he's just made up. He's just a total made up boogeyman, like the rest of them, like the underwear bomber and the rest of them. What do you think, Justin?
Well, I think a point of what you're saying is totally agreeable, that there was a big character made out of him. I do think that there was an original Osama bin Laden, though. There
Okay.
was a guy at the beginning of this. However, I think that it ends there. I think
Yeah.
that as far as it goes, he was just a guy the CIA wanted to use. He would do certain things with him, and then the guy actually did die, and then they
Yeah.
had to use some actors to play him, and they had to. I'm sure he also wouldn't pose for the 9/11 pics, so they made their own, with a new actor, because he died not long after 9/11, supposedly, coming from the sources. Anything could be possible, but I do believe there was a historical figure named him that worked with the U.S. with the Mujahideen, and there was maybe some FBI guys trying to find him, but then they come to find out the CIA was hiding him the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's why they, a bunch of FBI agents, whatever happened when they dug into it, they got told to,
And
but
I totally hear what
either
you're
way.
saying. I don't doubt it at all, but either way, it's the same point in the end. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's the
Totally.
same point in the end. And I'm just kind of leaning on what I'm saying, and exactly what you're saying is where I was before I was leaning this way. So I'm not dead set on it, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if he was a real guy. But if he was a real guy, he was absolutely controlled by the CIA, and he did not die in the raid that happened this year. I mean,
No way.
those are the two important things, and he did not pull off
Right.
9/11, and those are the three important things.
Exactly.
Either one
And
of our stories that that's the same thing.
yeah, exactly. And neither and nor did he admit to 9/11 either.
No,
Nor
he
did
absolutely
he.
did not.
Right.
Just like the president of Iran never said he was going to wipe Israel off the map.
Nope. Totally. Somebody there mistranslated his words on purpose.
Yeah, he said they need a regime change and a couple other things. He did not say wipe them off the map.
Right. You know what, Brian? I don't know if you're done with Bin Laden or not, but I have another death from this year, that's pretty suspicious too, and that's Patrice O'Neill.
Patrice O'Neal. Refresh my memory on who that is.
He's a comedian. He was on the Chappelle Show for a while, but anyway, he had recently come out for 9/11 Truth, not too long before he died. And it really makes you wonder, here's an up and coming comedian.
What was his views on 9/11 though? Like, what did he, his theory? Thermite one or?
He was more or less just coming out in general against the fraudulent government,
Okay.
So he didn't get deep into it. He didn't have a theory. He just said that we'd been, it just makes more and more people, and you could say, hey, it kind of adds to their agenda, but either way, they still do not want everybody, because the more people that get into it, or the more people that are going to see through the fake, type thing, and, the more, they want people that are controlled. So if you're not controlled and saying this stuff, then you're dangerous. If you're controlled and saying it, then it's a different thing. Maybe just like Chappelle, Chappelle was a guy that wouldn't sell his soul. Maybe he was another guy that wouldn't sell his soul. Maybe that it's that simple, a guy that's that young and dies from a stroke, makes you really wonder, in his 30s, dies from a stroke.
Yeah. He's only 30s in his 30s. See, I don't even know who he was. Forgive me.
41. He had been on the Office, Chappelle Show. He was a regular guest on Opie and Anthony Show. I believe Alex Jones actually had him on not too long before he died too. But either way, if he wasn't on a string, that'll make you wonder.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing, before we get too far away from the OBL raid, and I know you wanted to speak on this because I heard you echoing me when I brought it up, is the SEAL Team 6.
Yes.
And, why don't you describe it? Because I feel you could probably do a little better than me with it. So why don't you put it out there?
Well, as far as it goes with SEAL Team 6, just the whole story that we heard on the raid and everything doesn't make sense. I've heard some other Navy SEALs say that it wouldn't have been done that way. We had the story of of this bizarre drone helicopter crash, and the thing looked like something out of a, bizarre futuristic movie. And I think that was just another part of the story meant to boost it. However, the whole thing didn't make sense. We had some people in SEAL Team 6, the whole story didn't make sense. And then to put a cork in it, they ended up supposedly getting a bunch of these people killed, which this story I really don't believe, because why is SEAL Team 6 flying over Afghanistan?
Why are they in a National Guard helicopter, too? They would never fly in that helicopter.
Right.
That's from what I hear.
And also too that they wouldn't be used on some rescue, the mission they were on was total bogusness too. It's been out of my mind for a minute, but the whole thing about SEAL Team 6, it's really just another thing wrapped in layers
emotion.
Again.
It's to give you emotion about it. Feel bad. It's to make you, basically feel bad and support all these guys and get all tied into the whole story. They want you so at some points, guys, they don't care what theories you believe or how you feel about the war or 9/11. They just want you emotionally tied to these things.
Right.
What I'm saying? They really don't sometimes. They don't care if they think they did it, you did it, if we're at war justly. They just want you so wrapped up and tied into the BS that they're putting out there and to stop buying into the war propaganda you see on TV. It's pretty amazing. It really is.
Yep.
It's pretty amazing. They've been doing it for a long time. I mean, I have and I know a lot of people have this video. I'm sure Justin's seen it a million times. A video that CNN did in the first Gulf War where it's
this
absolute fake newscast. It's like 12 minutes long. If you guys go to my YouTube channel, you'll see it. It's right in the I have a media fakery folder, and it's right there near the top of it. You'll see it. They're acting like they're getting bombed, this reporter and this other guy, and they have these hard hats on and freaking fucking, it's hilarious, dude. They're in like a blue room that they're trying to make look. I really think they're trying to make it look like it's outside, and they stuck like a palm tree in there. It's unbelievable. Right. They have like an air raid siren going off. It's such a joke.
And the, I think it was fake wind and everything else, and they're trying to pretend the, you know, that they're on the roof of the hotel, I believe they said, in the middle of a Baghdad when it was being bombed. You know, it was just insane. And then whoever the cameraman is, I give it to him because he kept all the footage somehow and gave it to somebody.
Because the guy thought he was off the camera for a little bit. And he was saying a whole bunch of stuff.
Right. You know, nowadays I don't think it would make that. It would make it on any type of news, but back then was a different story, I guess. You know, as far as you know, CNN was the only channel, and hey, you know, I don't know how that made it on there, but you know, it just goes to show it's all phony.
Yeah. All right. So another direction I kind of want to go that's obviously very important, guys, and that a lot of people still don't realize is how much the United States plays a hand in everything that you see happening in the Middle East. You know, everything that happened, it started with, you know, with Egypt before we went to Libya. If you guys remember, I mean, Egypt was such a quick thing. I mean, I almost forget about it sometimes. You know, they used now who was the executive from Google that they sent over there? There was some executive from Google that they sent over there. They used basically when you hear that Facebook and Twitter is being used to start a revolution, you pretty much know that it's the CIA running it. I mean, that's just what it says to me blatantly. I'm not saying everything that happens, you know, wasn't real that you saw. I mean, it's just we had such a hand in it. You know what I mean? And we have a hand in the people that are put in place there. We had a hand in Mubarak when he was put there and in removing him. Who are the people that they put in now? Because from what I'm hearing, it's worse.
Yeah, as far as Egypt goes, now the Egyptian people, the whole thing was you had a guy that was used over there, was also used on Occupy Wall Street, one of the main facilitators. I don't remember his name off the hand, but you know, here's the thing over in Egypt now. The people in Egypt, they overthrew Mubarak, which was supposed to happen, and now you know you saw all the cameras in the world were trained on him. You know, Tunisia was happening and whatnot, and you thought, well, hey, you know, good for these people, but then come to realize that they're getting a system that's just as bad as the one they had. Now they have a military dictatorship. And the whole thing with that now is now they're actually out there and they've been going against this and now where's the cameras? The cameras are not showing it anymore. You know, it's just
exactly
it because just
they
goes
want
to
you
show
to think everything's all peachy over there because, you know, because we interceded or whatever. And it's not the case. And this leads right into everything else. You know, Libya. We're going to lead it into Iran too. You know, Libya is something I want to spend a few minutes on, and it's real important because right off the bat, I just want to get something out there to people before we even get real deep into Libya. I want to talk a little bit about Gaddafi himself and just some of the things that he actually was doing for his people. Now, I'm not saying this guy wasn't a terrorist. I don't know, okay? But just remember, where did you hear he was a terrorist? From these people that have been lying to us our whole lives, okay? I'm not saying he wasn't a terrorist, but who knows? Maybe this guy wasn't a terrorist at all, and they just wanted to badmouth him the whole time. I don't know. But what I do know is he did a lot of things for his people. You know, if you graduated from college, he actually had a program where you would get paid your expected average salary from the job you were trying to get while you were waiting to get a job. He would give a newlyweds $50,000 towards a new house. And there's a million things. But the most important thing, guys, and this is the reason, and I know Justin knows this, this is the reason that we went into there, okay? It wasn't because he was killing his own people with the Air Force, which was a total lie. There's no evidence of that at all, okay? The main reason, and of course, there's always money, resources, oil, minerals, whatever, but the main reason is Gaddafi. You know, he was setting up a financial system, a currency, a gold-backed currency called the dinar. He was backing it with almost 100 billion of his own money, and he was going to put not only his whole country on this, he was going to put the whole friggin' continent of Africa on it. Okay, and that would, you know, the way the dollar is going, I mean, they need to do something like this to protect themselves. When they're tied into the dollar, and if they're not part of the club, can you only imagine how much manipulation goes on? You know what I mean, Justin? How much these guys get screwed over on every end of the stick when they're tied into the U.S. dollar, but they're not part of the club?
Oh, totally.
It's got to be absolutely absurd. So what this guy was doing is he was setting up a total different currency that was going to protect him from this. And the other thing that the point that I bring up sometimes on some of the shows, if you guys have heard, is I feel that Africa is going to be like the new Middle East in respect of us tapping it for resources. We're going to be dropping drills everywhere in Africa, I think, in the next, you know, 15, 25 years. We're going to be over there a lot. We can't have the U.S. dollar not, you know, even being used at all because this guy has this other currency to protect. You know what I'm saying? They weren't going to let that fly right away. I mean, that's right. The big reason. I mean, we all know there's tons of oil. There's a lot of what else? What do you think about this, Justin?
Well, I think, like you said, the main thing was they didn't want his currency, which he was making an independent gold currency, to be used across all of Africa. And, you know, they don't want all these countries that already have all these big IMF loans going into a non-usury system. Of course, you know, we, like you said, we have, you know, God, which I don't mean God as, you know, the guy that's up in the sky. I mean God as in guns, oil, and drugs. You know, and you could add water to that, too, the water reservoir, which is going to be privatized and everything else. But, you know, it just goes to show you, too, when you have a country like Libya. France didn't want to get in any of these other wars, but wait, France is right in on this one because they have oil interests in Libya. That's where a good amount of their oil comes from. So I mean, it was multifaceted, and that's why it happened so quickly. But the numero uno reason was the gold dinar, and also too the assets they freeze from him.
Yes.
That he did have in certain banks. I believe it was 600.
How do they get away with that? You know what I mean? It's like, I know how. It's because the United States is under the same umbrella that these other countries are under. You know what I mean? They're controlled by the same people, so of course they get away with that. But it's just unbelievable how brazen they are. Who the hell are they to go and freeze somebody's trillions of dollars?
Right.
You know what I mean? Or hundreds of billions, whatever it is. I mean, the nerve of them. Really, we're a bunch of thieves, dude. We murder people and steal their shit all the time. I'm sorry, I don't mean to swear, guys, but really, I mean, that's what we do.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what I want to say to anyone out there that supports the wars? You know, if you can support the killing of innocent people, but you know what? You're not even getting a kickback. You know, at least if you're a part of the mob. And you're out in this, you know, killing people. For one, they're people that are involved in your trade. And for two, they're people that owe you money and you're going to get a kickback. But here, the American people here, we're still getting, we're still paying like crazy at the gas pumps. We're still, so, you know, when are you going to learn that these wars are not protecting you? They're not helping you. You know, they have nothing to do with me, you, with any of us, you know, and Bill, George Carlin said it best. He said, you know,
there's
a club and you and I are not in it. And that's, you know, it just goes to show. And neither are any of these other regimes that have fallen through the cracks of this global government system that they've been trying to set up.
It's true. And, you know, this year especially, you know, you see things gearing up. Like, you know, Justin says earlier on the show, and I totally agree with him. And, you know, I haven't been around that long in this game, and I totally respect Justin's opinion. He's been doing it for a while, and when he says all roads lead to Rome, you know, I really am, you know, coming to that realization myself, and I really feel that, you know, they are really tied into this whole world financial system and all these banks. And, you know, this year you have the Pope coming out and calling for a world financial system. Well, why is he doing that? Well, I think that kind of just backs what we're saying. I think they have a hand in everything. I think they always have. And it just makes sense. They've been around forever. I mean, it just makes sense, doesn't it?
Right.
Just like Britain still has a lot of pull because they were around before us. I mean, that's just how it goes.
Right. Totally. And now here's the thing that you know, a lot of people, you know, as far as it goes, all these countries' leaders, if you go through and you Google a picture of the Queen of England, put the Queen of England and the Pope, you're going to see a picture of her actually kissing his pinky ring. You know, you're going to see all these different world leaders doing it. And that just goes to show.
It's more than just religion.
Right. It's totally, because, you know, you have a country of England, which is supposed to be a Protestant country. You know, you have all these countries that are supposed to be Muslim countries. You have all these countries that, you know, you even see Jewish leaders, you know, and so that, you know, that goes to show you that you know, Rome somehow, you know, just from being there for so long and being tied up in this is the end all be all. Don't
get
me wrong.
They knew how to manipulate people from the beginning. That's one of their strongest suits.
Exactly. You know, and here's another thing, too, is, you know, don't get me wrong. The Zionists do play a big part of it. And as far as it goes with the you know, the banking Zionists, if you look back at you know, them over the years, of course, you know, they're right there neck and neck, and I'm not sure exactly if there's any infighting between the two of them or if it's just meant to look like that. But that's your conspiracy or your New World Order left right paradigm, and I think that